Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's a Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rough Edge.
That'd be really weird.
Wherever you're
at. That's not a rough edge of town over there.
I think I've said Rough
on
Edge.
On the side.
I could be wrong.
On the side of 12.
No.
That's not a rough edge of town. That's the good part of town.
The side I live on?
No, where Strange Brew is.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I live on the
your side, the tough side.
So I'm the tough side?
On the rough edge.
In the south side?
Yep.
You know, my kids are going to grow up to be the road warriors?
Pretty much.
Okay.
You know, Bad Street USA is over there where Paul lives.
Yeah, they actually changed the name of our street from Cottonwood to Bad Street.
The further the street you go down, the rougher
it gets. I actually do live at the end. So
you do. You do.
That's a good point.
And
that's
Paul's on the other end. So
that's right.
Y'all got that little area cornered.
Paul is definitely the Buddy Jack Roberts of the group.
You think so?
I think so. He's more, because Buddy Jack was the older one. So
are you PS or
no?
You,
you're Michael PSA.
I don't live over.
It doesn't
there.
Matter.
That's not my spot.
You are, and I'm Bam Bam.
You're Terry Bam Bam.
I got
Gordy.
The Gordy. Yeah,
you're the enforcer.
That more or less. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm good with it.
We are like the Freebirds with 100% less Confederate flag wear.
You will not catch me.
Never. Not in this life. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
I might walk in a banana yellow suit with a fedora, though. I don't.
That's different.
I might be the 2025 version of PSAs.
Yeah. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Whatever you're cooking, make beef the star of the show. It's the best part of any weeknight meal. It's easy to cook. It's delicious. You can plug it into any recipe. And if you need a recipe, I'll give them to you at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything State Script, M over S, and, of course, the interlocking MSU. They've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Florida by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you are looking for an outstanding lunch from Tuesday through Saturday, it's Sunday, too. It's technically brunch, but if you just want to eat lunch, nobody's going to say anything. If you go in there and you're like, I'm technically not eating brunch. This is lunch for me. I already had breakfast, but now I'm having lunch. Nobody's going to say anything. So go enjoy it at Restaurant Tyler. Enjoy the best lunch in town. You know where to get it. It's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You want to talk to somebody who knows you the same way they know your money. You want a bank that gives you that personal touch. You get it with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
We have reached the point of the Hugh Freeze experience at Auburn where we're about to get the two quarterback thing. We're going to give somebody else is going to get a chance. Ashton Daniels is going to get some reps this week.
Yes, well.
That always ends well.
When you can get, you know, Stanford's number two choice at quarterback in the SEC, you got to put him in there.
So. This always ends well. Anytime you get the two quarterback, imagine spending money on a quarterback paying $2 million,
yeah,
is what they said, $2.5 million. And by the middle of the season, you're having to do this. Like, this is the era that we live in.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Oh.
No, I'm
so. Go on.
I'm bummed. Speaking of being bummed, we had Jeff Levy's press conference today. I'll say this for a guy that you could tell walking in, you know what? Never mind. This is the sign. The sign is right here. It's right in his demeanor. It's not even anything he said. The sign is brought to you by Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if you are a business owner, you know that part of your budget is already allocated to printing. It's a huge part of every business. And if you are in the need for a new printer, or even if you're not, the best in the business is Pip Printing and Signs. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business just by doing business Pip Printing and Signs. 10% of your sale goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You're now a Bulldog Initiative business. You didn't spend an extra dime. In fact, you probably saved some money with Pip Printing and Signs. So call them today and find out what they can do for you. If you need interior or exterior signage, if you need anything from a mailers program, coupons, flyers, whatever it is, Pip Printing and Signs could take care of it for you. Call Camden Baker today at 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. Become a Bulldog Initiative business with a trip to Pip Printing and Signs. You and I both, we saw it early as he walked in. Pissed off. Jeff Lebby was, describe him in two words, pissed off. But did he have a smile on his face? Did he take, a lot of coaches will walk into a press conference angry and they'll take it out on us. You know, we'll ask a question and then it's like, he wants to send a message to his team, so he sends it through us. You don't get that with Jeff Lebby. Now, at least we haven't to this point. I thought he was very professional. He answered his question. He answered all of our questions, but you could tell just in his demeanor, not a happy camper, not happy with himself, not happy with his team, not happy with the way things have gone. That's how I view Jeff Lebby today.
Yeah, I thought that this was what I've said it a couple of times this year because he just seems like a different kind of guy this year when we talked to him. This might have been his best press conference because he came in. I know a lot of people wanted him to come in and say, I'm a moron. I don't know what I'm doing, and I was an idiot for calling a pass play. I know a lot of people wanted that, but he wasn't going to do that. So the alternative is he came in and he talked about all the things that they didn't do right to win that ball game, and he was exactly correct. We talked about all the things early on in the game that they didn't do that prevented them from building a lead and taking over that ball game. And he's 100% right. I know State could have won that game with a field goal or a touchdown or whatever on the final drive. They still had a chance to win it. But they were in that position because of the things that they didn't execute in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through those things. The first three possessions, they should have scored touchdowns on all three possessions to start the game. They could have very easily been up 21-3 in that game. I don't think there's any
100%
question about it. You should have taken control of that game early. And if you did that, if you're up 21-3 at the end of the first quarter, that place would have been a madhouse against Florida. It would have turned completely against Florida. It would have been exactly what we said.
We talked about it all week, yeah.
So they didn't do that. And that's why they were in a dogfight and fighting uphill the rest of the ball game. So I think that is the big takeaway is – they sat down and watched the film, and they continue to point out things that they're not doing correctly. That is why last week we both agreed State's biggest problem right now is themselves. It's not the opponent. They haven't been in a game this year where you looked at it and you're just like, well, they just weren't good enough.
Right.
They even against A&M, you can make valid points that State could have won that ball game.
Yeah.
And they lost 31-9, but the game got away from them late. If you make the plays you need to make in the first half, you win that game. If you make the plays you need to make against Tennessee, you win that game. Same thing for Florida. It is honestly all about Mississippi State right now, and they're not making the winning plays. And, you know, he talked about, you know, people are texting me, and they're saying, great job. You know, y'all are so much better than you were last year. He's like, this isn't last year.
Yeah.
We don't even talk about last year.
I thought that was interesting.
People were saying, like, you know, we should be, you know, we could easily be 6-1. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You haven't made the plays to be 6-1. You're 4-3 because of things that you did wrong throughout a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next step for them. Because I asked him, first question, you know, what do you have to do to get over that hump?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do to stop a 15-game losing streak in the SEC? And that's it. You got to play cleaner football offensively. He didn't even talk about the defense. The offense
very little,
is,
yeah.
The offense is the problem. The defense, though it's not perfect, is keeping teams off the scoreboard. And that's the ultimate goal in a ball game defensively is to keep prevent the other team from scoring. Nobody cares if you give up 500 yards of offense as long as you stop the other team from scoring points. That's what this team does well. So if the defense is giving you that kind of effort, the offense has got to follow through and take advantage of those opportunities. This team doesn't do that enough. And that's the challenge this week. They have to pick themselves up, go try to find a way to win this game, and get yourself closer to bowl eligibility because it is there for the taking if they take care of themselves.
Yeah. That's a good point, that Mississippi State's problems are Mississippi State. The problems have not been the opposition in one game this year. State has self-inflicted so many wounds, and even in the Texas A&M game, A&M played really well, and they probably win the game regardless, but State gave them some didn't take advantage of some opportunities that A&M gave them. And I think in the Tennessee game, State took advantage of every opportunity Tennessee gave it. The problem was State gave away too many opportunities of their own. And in this game, I just feel like it was just State threw away a lot of chances because Lebby was adamant about how State could have had control of this game in the first quarter. And you're completely right in that if you do that, if even you don't even need to make it 21-3. If it's 14-3 at the end of the first quarter, that crowd's leaving. They've had enough. They're done. But you let them hang around, and, you know, it feels like steady KGB, right? There, they got alligator blood. So
they're sitting there booing the man.
Chanting Fire Billy loud enough that I can hear it on the television.
Even as they're having success in the game.
They wanted him out, yeah.
It was just insane. So, yeah, I thought it was a good press conference. I know some people were not happy that he didn't take advantage to come out and say he was wrong on the pass play, but he generally believes that that was the right play call. What are we supposed to do? I mean, that's the man has a conviction that he made the right play call there. Is he supposed to lie and say he doesn't believe that was the right play call? That's what he thought. He has to live and die with that decision. We believe that was a bad idea, but we're just talking heads. He's the head coach of the program. He has to answer for that stuff. He came out and said he made the right call. So who am I to say, you know, what are you doing? Why aren't you coming out and saying this was the wrong call? That's what he believes. I would rather him come out and say that than lie about it. At least that way I know what he tells us is what he believes to be the truth isn't BS.
I'd rather him lie. Just look at me and go, I screwed up. In his head,
I'm sure you would, but I just don't like it. To me, if that's what he believes, then I would rather say, okay, well, I think you made the wrong decision than everything he tells us now is BS just to make us feel good.
Yeah.
So,
well, we would never know though, Robbie. We would just be like, oh, yeah.
Would we not?
I don't know.
I mean, he came out and said the other night, I like the play call. If he came out today and said, you know what? It's a terrible play call.
Yeah. So he's got to lie from the beginning. You got to start with the lie.
I mean that a lot of coaches do that.
Nope.
But to me it just doesn't bother me that's what like. And also, I don't know what some of these people are wanting in a press conference. The same people that get upset about what he says that doesn't fit what they want, they also get upset if he says what they want.
Yeah.
So.
Press conferences aren't about making fans happy. I've just learned that. Just get in there and get out. It doesn't matter.
And also, like, we're right back to every time State loses, it's like, why don't y'all ask the tough question? Yeah. Like, they want us to ask, like, why is Blake Shapen not at the end of the bench?
Yeah.
And,
why didn't you pull out a gun and shoot Blake Shapen in the head? I would have done.
Why don't you guys ask that question?
Yeah.
Like, what sense does it make to ask
Coach,
that question?
If you could launch Blake Shapen in a rocket to the sun, would you do it? That's the questions they want. But
Coach, why are you an idiot? What do you expect?
He went a little more in depth on Camario than maybe you would expect.
Eye-opening stuff. And I guess we should have known some of this, the way this offense works. But a lot of us have questioned, why are you not running this offense like you do with Blake Shapen, with Kamario Taylor? And he essentially explained with Kamario, he has free reign to do whatever he wants.
Right.
These are essentially his calls. He feels more comfortable right now running the football. And he has explained to him, look, you're fully capable of doing this. And he told us that on two different occasions today, that he has faith in Camario to go make those plays. He has the ability to go out there and make that call. Mm-hmm. So those three straight runs you saw from Camario Taylor the other day when he came in the ball game and everybody's screaming, why are you running quarterback draw? Why are you running the football right there with the quarterback up the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That's Camario's call. And then Blake Shapen's too on the fourth down. So these are the quarterback's decisions. You make a play call. Within the play call, there are multiple things that you can do.
Right.
You can see it pre-snap. You can see a read within the snap.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else when you're reading a defense. It's the quarterback's decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason Camario is running the football the way that he is those are his decisions, according to Jeff Lebby.
Right.
And it makes sense within this offense.
So I tried to ask Jeff Lebby around that question, and he didn't really answer it for me. Because I asked him, like, what can you do as a coach versus as a play caller? Because those are two different things, right? The coach, you know, your job is to oversee everything in the program and you know, build confidence in the week and things like that. But in the play caller, in the moment, what can you do? Can you call a play that makes his job easier?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call a play where it's like, this is not an RPO?
We're just going to run it.
You're going to hand the ball off. It. Hey, this is a play action pass. You are going to throw the football on this play. Unless it just, I mean, and you're talking like, if it breaks down, take off and run. But if you've got a second, find a receiver. And he didn't really answer it. This long story short, you know, he gave an answer about, basically answered the coach portion of it without the play caller part of it. But that's where I wonder if that's where the disconnect is here, is that as a coach, just
call it.
Just call a run.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have this issue with Moorhead. And I remember, I forget who it was on Twitter. I got into a long debate one time with somebody. And I was like, you just call a run. You just say, you're going to hand the ball off here.
Yeah.
It's going to look like one of our regular RPOs. The formation, the motion, the pre-snap stuff, all the same. The only difference is you have no option. Hand him the ball. I don't care if both the ends are crashing down. Mm-hmm. Hand him the ball. And sometimes you gotta call. I feel like football has gotten too complicated for its own good sometimes.
It is.
Like sometimes you can just call a run play. Sometimes you can just say, hey, we're going to throw here. You know, second and two, no, it's not an RPO. All right, fake the handoff and then look up and see what's open.
Yeah. But, you know, it kind of plays into the idea that I had earlier on in the season that Kamara's just not quite ready to go out there and perform in that way.
Yeah.
He's physically ready.
Mm-hmm.
He can make all the throws. He can run the football and run over somebody or run past a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. But the in-play decisions that come with it, for example, that possession on third and three or whatever it was, Xavier Gayton goes in motion. There is no one on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And Camario was just straight pull and run.
Mm-hmm.
When if you hand the ball off right there, he's got open space.
Yeah,
Gayton's got the speed to get to a spot and take off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of call that right now he's just not there. He's just not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And that's why Blake Shapen is your quarterback. And I know Blake has made a lot of bad decisions too. He also threw for 325 yards the other day and could have had, you know, 400, 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some good things in the game the other day too. I feel like it's unfair to him to say he was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was bad. I think that
the opportunities he missed were big.
Yeah.
He missed
three
touchdowns and he has the game ending interception.
Yeah.
So yeah. Really tough game for him because statistically you're right. Like two more completions and he might be SEC player of the week.
Yeah.
Like if he was 26 of 34. If he's 28 of 34, I mean, because he hits those two long passes to Thompson, then he's 28 for 34 for like 450 yards and two touchdowns and State wins, and he is the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. And that's how again, I've said it so many times, like Mississippi State, the margin for error for State in basically every game is zero. They cannot make too many mistakes. They can get away with one, maybe two. But when you're talking about, I just gave you four from the quarterback, right? Never mind a blown coverage here, a missed tackle there, a holding penalty here or there. You know, one penalty we never talked about, by the way, was the offsetting personal fouls.
And when did Albert Reese do
anything?
All right, so
that upset me.
Was that third quarter?
No, that was earlier. That was like in the second quarter.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to think when that was in the game, but I remember
State's driving. Yeah, yeah.
I remember sitting there and going, "What the heck did he just do?"
The guy pulls the thing off of him and shoves him, and
he didn't
retaliate at all. I don't know why they called offset. That is the one of the things that upsets me in college football, and it happens in the pros a little bit. But like, I hate offsetting calls. They do it in college basketball big time.
Well, soccer kind of does something like that too, don't they? Sometimes if you get like the other day, Ali Perry, I was watching that, and I didn't really understand that red card.
I didn't see it.
It looked like – so she got tangled up or something with the player from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girl turns around and, like, hits her. And it was basically they both got red carded.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali Perry obviously had to miss the next game too. And I didn't really think that – now, I could be totally wrong. I don't really know soccer rules, so I'm – but to me, it looked like what the girl from Florida did was far more egregious.
Yeah.
Now, I think Allie Perry, like, initiated the contact.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like
– well,
she was throwing punches.
Right.
So, I don't know what that
– it's what officials just – they just don't want to do anything controversial.
Is there a grade that we could put on the penalty? Like, this guy's was far more egregious than Albert Reese, so we'll make it a 10-yard penalty.
I agree with what you're saying, but, like, at the same time, Albert Reese didn't do anything.
Right.
So you can't give any penalty there.
But I'm just talking about, like, if we're going to say it's offsetting, and it, like, one guy throws a punch, and the other guy
just shoved him. Yeah.
Like, okay, well, this is going to be it's a 15-yard penalty. We're going to take 5 yards off from Mississippi State and 10 for Florida.
So, yeah. So it's fine. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, just
annoying. Really annoying.
And that I didn't understand that at all, but SEC officiating is.
It's crapshoot. It's part of the ambiance. It's part of the great pageantry of SEC.
Part of the ambiance.
So, all right, let's move into our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. If you are looking for lunch in the city of Starkville, the Older Brother is a great choice that maybe not all of you have tried yet. It's still a relatively new restaurant, but man, everybody who goes there loves it. And that is one of the restaurants I never get a complaint about. I've never had somebody say, I went to the Older Brother and it just wasn't great. Never happened. If you haven't been to the Older Brother yet, please check it out for one of the best lunches in all of Starkville, the Older Brother and Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service on any of the products they've sold you, guess what? Same people, same number, and same great service. Service after the sale, that's what makes the difference with a lot of these companies that sell office supplies. Don't be fooled. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're waiting a week to 10 days on an out-of-state technician. Talk to Advantage Business Systems. They're in Mississippi just like you. A lot of times they'll fix your problem the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you are going to be looking for Mississippi State gear before the next game, before the basketball season starts, before the holidays get going, Maroon & Co. is the place to go in Starkville. The biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear in the city of Starkville. No one even close to these guys. And, of course, the best part is we've got a discount code that's going to save you a little money. You know, this holiday season, you want to save some cash, I understand. Prices are high. Thunder & Lightning is here to help. Thunder 15 takes 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. We don't worry about those exclusions. We shop freely. Enjoy it your next trip to Maroon & Co. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Winter is nearly here. We're enjoying.
Winter is coming.
Yes, I know. Man who swings the sword should pass the sentence, or whatever. That's backwards, actually.
Man that passes the sentence should swing the sword.
Yeah. So.
That was Rob Stark.
Ned said that.
Oh.
Said in the first episode when he killed the guy who ran away because he saw the
Rob wall. Stark was the one that killed.
He said it though. He does say it down the road, but he says it because his father says it.
Because the guy was a traitor in his army, and that,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Good talk.
I miss Game of Thrones.
I do too. Well, if you want to, recreate Game of Thrones, the Lannisters, the richest house in the, they would probably have a John Deere mower, is all I'm saying. Can't you see Tyrion rocking the little the John Deere
Yeah.
side by side?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I am the god of cutting lawns.
Hey, no reason to be sexist here.
No, but Cersei out there?
Let Cersei get on there and ride around in a zero turn.
Yeah, I think she would absolutely do that, and then
Game.
she would try to kill her own brother. So yes,
Shame.
exactly. If your lawn looks bad, shame.
Yes.
You should get a John Deere mower at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. 0% financing up to 60 months in some cases. Talk to their credit department, see what they can work out for you. They can work out a deal for anybody at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. In Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Like Saltillo would be like Dragonstone. It's to the east.
It's on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Whew. Can I work a Dexter reference or something into a good, probably not Dexter's probably not the best one to go with.
Dexter.
Yeah. And there's another show that was on at that time.
Oh, I know what Dexter is.
Yeah.
They have a prequel to Dexter now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's Dexter.
Dexter, okay.
Yeah, it's just the
Well,
whatever happened.
I don't have a good, I don't have a good one. A succession. Yeah. Let's say you've inherited land from your millionaire father.
Dexter, Original Sin.
Oh, okay. If you,
Isn't that a Ozzy song, Original Sin?
probably. If you are a landowner and you've got timber that needs to be taken care of, if you've got plantation thinning or a final harvest to work together, if you've got timber management, you got to manage your forest for the long term. Whatever your issue is on your land, Good Hope Land and Timber is there to help you. They specialize in helping landowners like you make smart, sustainable decisions. They have years of experience in forestry and land management. They are fully trained under the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. They follow the best management practices. You can trust Good Hope Land and Timber that make sure that everything is in good hands from start to finish. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, Robbie Falk is back on top in the pick'em, thanks to the Georgia Bulldogs defeating the Ole Miss Rebels over the weekend. So I am now a game behind. I need to catch back up. We got a good slate. So we had
We're
eight
starting to
games
pick it
last
up
week.
now.
One,
We're
two, three,
starting
four,
to.
five, six. So we only have seven. So who's off this week? Who's off? Who's off?
Let's see.
Oh, Georgia and Florida are off because they got the cocktail
That's
party next
right.
week. Okay.
Florida, because
Yeah.
Napier got fired
Yeah,
from the
on the bye
Buffalo.
week. Yeah, and they've got the cocktail party next week. And so let's start. 11 a.m. kick in Norman, Oklahoma. The number 8 Ole Miss Rebels, the number 13 Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma got the bounce back win. Ole Miss takes the loss. Ole Miss's defense was just atrocious
They were
on
bad.
Saturday. Looks like Oklahoma's still trying to figure some things out offensively. Mateer only had 150 yards passing, but they destroyed South Carolina on defense, just absolutely made their life a living hell.
That defense is good.
Gosh, I don't really know which way to go on this one. I think I'm going to lean towards the home team, but boy, Ole Miss could go up there and get this win. And if they win, if Ole Miss wins this game, they're going to the playoff. Just go ahead and
They would have
lock it
to.
in.
They
They
would
have
have to
to really
really
screw
screw.
up.
Well, they'd have to lose. They'd have to screw up against somebody, and then they'd have to lose a state.
Yeah. Well, no, they could lose to South Carolina and Florida and still beat State and get in, but they
No,
can't.
I'm saying to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, they
Like
well,
they would have to, if they win this game, they would have to lose to someone else and then lose a state.
yes, they yeah,
I think
exactly.
with two losses they're getting in.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take the Sooners in this one, but I bet it's gonna be really close.
I think so too, just because I think Oklahoma's defense is better than
It is.
Georgia.
It is.
And they can do some things offensively to score. I think it'll be a close game though.
Agreed.
This could be kind of a hangover for Ole Miss. This is the first time they've tasted their own blood with Trinidad Chambliss. Now,
Kiffin did say at the press conference today, "No one makes me bleed my own blood. No one.
did he really?
No."
LaFleur. Yeah, I think that. Honestly, I was wondering how Trinidad Chambliss would handle that environment. He actually played
Played
pretty
great.
well.
He wasn't the reason they lost.
Their offense was great. I mean, they scored a touchdown like their first five drives or something. But I think Oklahoma wins this. I don't feel comfortable about it, but I've had Oklahoma winning this game all year. I haven't really changed my opinion on that. So I'll go Oklahoma.
All right.
It's probably the last chance they lose a game.
Yeah.
Well,
Oklahoma?
No, Ole Miss.
Okay.
I mean, you say that, but they screwed up last year.
I feel like they're going to lose this game, and then just to make it, because even if they lose this game, if they win out, they're still in at 10-2.
They got South Carolina at home. That's still kind of a weird game.
Sellers can win a game for you.
Yeah.
And then who knows what Florida? I don't even know who Florida's interim is. Do we know yet?
Billy Gonzalez.
Is it really? Oh, never mind.
I called that yesterday.
No, you did. Never mind. Florida's not winning again. And then
hey, Dan Mullen assistants turning into interims have been pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I would have called statement like, can we borrow Knox? And then they have the Egg Bowl. They've got one more loss in them. All right. Auburn.
Who else do they play?
The Citadel.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auburn at Arkansas. Oh, you don't say, do you? You don't think, do you? Could this be the last? Who does Auburn have next week? Hold on.
Auburn at home against Kentucky.
Oh, so Auburn has two more weeks before the bye week. So I don't know
if they lose this.
I'll tell you right now. I mean, Arkansas has been better these last two games. Mm-hmm. They were in the game the whole way against Tennessee.
They're still
they were in the whole game, and they can score, and Auburn can't. Oh, do I pull the trigger?
Still scoring.
I'm pulling the trigger. Arkansas. Hogs win. You can take a chance here.
No, I actually think the same. This week we talked about it earlier. He's doing the two quarterback thing. They're not stable right now. Their defense has been great. DJ Durkin is working wonders over there defensively, and they continue to stay in ball games because of it. But their offense is such a jumbled mess, and they have players. They have highly rated players across the board. They just lost their center this week. I have no faith in Auburn.
All right, we'll take the Hogs. Number four, Alabama at South Carolina. This was a great game a year ago, but this South Carolina team is not good. They are just falling apart. We'll both take the Tide here, I imagine.
Yeah, they got beat like handily at home last week.
Yeah,
so
it was pretty bad.
I think Shane Beamer is going to go to Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah, he's got to get out, yeah. The game of the weekend.
Who would have ever thought?
College game day in Nashville for number 15 Missouri at number 10 Vanderbilt. When I tell you that the winner of this game has the inside track to the college football playoff, I 100% mean it. Missouri's remaining schedule after this game. A&M at home, which they could lose, and it wouldn't be a huge deal.
Yeah.
Mississippi State. They're at Oklahoma. They're at Arkansas. They can win. They could win all of those, but they could
even, those
if
aren't
they,
easy.
Even if they lose one, they're okay. What is
they
Vanderbilt?
They can only lose one, though.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, next week they're at Texas. I'll just go ahead and tell you this, because if they beat Missouri, they will be favored at Texas. Then they host Auburn off week. They host Kentucky, and then they're at Tennessee, which could be a college football playoff elimination game.
That's going to be wild.
Oh, my gosh. I love every moment of this.
I cannot believe Vanderbilt is at this stage.
They can't bet against Pavia at this point.
I cannot believe Vanderbilt is on this stage.
You know, I'm going to hurt some feelings on Sports Talk this week when I tell them Vanderbilt should be ranked ahead of Ole Miss.
They should. They've done more.
They have done more.
Yeah.
Their wins are
better. They beat LSU, too.
They beat LSU by more.
Their only loss is the Bama.
They killed Virginia Tech. They killed South Carolina.
Yeah.
They should be ranked ahead of Ole Miss. I'm going to go with the Doors. I can't believe I'm saying it.
Yeah, I'm going with them, too. I'm not doubting Diego right now.
We'll skip Texas State, obviously. Number three, A&M at number 20, LSU. Here's another one that could be a death knell for some coaches here. The Aggies are playing great football right now. They are easily playing the best in the SEC. I think they're better than even Alabama. They just have it on both sides of the ball. And
very balanced team.
We talked about this. You remember State goes to LSU in 2022 and got the lead early, and that crowd, they wanted to leave. They wanted, and LSU kept them around, and they end up winning the game. If A&M gets out in this game early, that crowd will turn.
Yep.
I think I'm going Aggies.
Yeah, I am too.
All right.
This is This is getting to, I mean, and all it's taken is just been one more loss. That whole like stupid narrative that nothing can happen this year that
It's
would
gone.
affect Brian Kelly's job is so dumb. If they lose this game, the Cajun fan base will be going absolutely insane. We got T-Bob Hebert starting to turn a little
And a
bit.
lot of their former players
Like,
have talked about how soft they are.
and that, like, you know, just a few weeks ago, T-Bob was talking about everything's fine. No,
Yeah.
that's how quickly LSU turns. And in this league, you cannot, if you're a team like LSU, a program like LSU, you cannot lose three, four games consistently. And that's what Brian Kelly's doing. I like Texas A&M way better than I do LSU
Yeah.
because they can defend and they can score. LSU is struggling to score.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm
Yeah, that's
going
the thing.
back.
Like, if it's a shootout, A&M can win.
Yeah.
But if it's a low-scoring game, A&M can win.
And they can throw the ball and they can
LSU
run the
can't win
ball.
a shootout.
Yeah.
So I'll go with A&M. And then we'll both take Tennessee to beat Kentucky.
Yeah, I
All
think
right.
that's
So
safe.
no differences this week for us. I'll have to go try to find a win next week. All right. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get us the questions in. We have a great lineup of content this week in terms of interviews. All right. First of all, we got a surprise that I'm not going to share, but that's going to be. You'll know it soon enough.
It'll probably just pop up on the podcast feed,
Yeah,
right?
well, it's going to be an interview that I think we have to just put on the podcast feed.
Yeah.
Also, I have an interview that I've already done with Father Burke Masters, who will be in Mississippi this week. He's speaking in Jackson and in Hattiesburg and in Tupelo for Catholic Charities. So we talk a little bit about his call to the priesthood, his time at Mississippi State, and being the chaplain for the Chicago Cubs and what that's like. Plus, does he have a smack talk chain with the Pope, who of course is also a Chicagoland native? We'll find out on the interview. We're going to talk to Joe Cook from Inside Texas. We're going to talk to Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. He was in Pensacola this past weekend and saw Mississippi State's scrimmage with Florida. Want to get his thoughts on that and on the Diamond Dogs and everything that's going on there, plus some more stuff. It's going to be a great week here on the podcast feed. I'm glad if you're not subscribed already, do it so you get the notifications. And also, we haven't asked in a long time, but if you could please give us that 5-star rating. We don't care what you say in the comments. You can say that I'm ugly and that Robbie is very prickly personality.
Don't encourage people to do that.
Well, that's the deal we make, though, is like you can say
Yeah,
what
but
you
I
want.
think you're now telling people like, "Hey, go in there and just say
No,
something
I'm
bad about us." But
not saying you should say it.
you're
I'm saying
challenging
if
people.
you feel like it, we understand as long as we get 5 stars.
You're
So please
challenging people to do
subscribe,
that.
rate, review, all the good stuff. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Don't get your rumblings questions in now. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.